don't care what y'all say.
The number one hit music station is Virgin Radio. It's The Breakfast Show. Mad Dog and Maura getting set to talk to Trish Stratus. We actually have her home phone number. Let's call her.
Hello.
Hi, Trish.
Hi.
Hi, it's Mad Dog from The Breakfast Show on Virgin Radio.
How are you?
Trish Stratus still answers her own phone, ladies and gentlemen.
Trish Stratus
still answers
her
own phone.
So this is pretty awesome. Last month, Trish, you were made the youngest and only the sixth woman to ever be inducted into the WWE's Hall of Fame at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Kind of an awesome moment.
Wow.
Now, this is so awesome. Congratulations. As part of your induction speech, you announced that you're expecting your first baby.
Oh, my Lord. When do you do?
I'm due in September.
So I guess the next question would be, will you be doing the 5K or the 10K at MetCon Blue Ridge?
I know, right? Oh, wait, that was the third call I made. I was like, hey, guys, I'm pregnant. Those guys, yeah. Well, to be honest, it's funny. I'm training right now. Like, I have my team Stratosphere. We're all training together. And I kind of keep saying, well, guys, I'm going to keep training until it starts to not feel good. And so far, our training has been going great. Like, we've been doing, you know, kind of mimicking what we'd be doing on the hill. And everything's going awesome.
Wait a minute. You have to train for this thing?
Oh, you didn't know that? You didn't get that memo?
They said they were going to send me a package with some, like, bullet points of what to expect. But I didn't know because I'm doing this, I didn't know I had to train.
I have the perfect idea. Why don't you come to Stratosphere and train with us?
Oh, yeah. Trish, honestly, first of all, I have to give Mad Dog credit. He's never looked better than he has right now.
Thank you.
How much weight have you lost in the last year?
Like 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Wow.
Yeah, he looks great. He's been working out. He's been using the home gym downstairs. He's been ripping and a-tearing.
Quit drinking almost a year ago?
Quit drinking.
Amazing.
Yeah, living a very healthy lifestyle right now. But I got to say, when I read the 5K and 10K race with intense and grueling obstacles, including trenches, hurdles, fires, and mud, I thought to myself, methinks that the elliptical Mad Dog has downstairs in his basement might not be training him enough for said race.
I say I agree with you on that.
Okay, real quick, if you're listening right now and you're at work on your computer, just YouTube MetCon Blue Mountain Adventure Race, and there's a whole bunch of great videos that are taken with, like, gobos.
Yeah.
Okay. And it is pretty intense, the obstacles and stuff like that. So,
and of course, it's happening up at Blue Mountain on Saturday, June 15th. And of course, Blue Mountain's going to blow the doors off and have bands everywhere. It's going to be a really fun weekend to be up there for sure.
Oh, it was a blast. We had, we ran two of them last year. So we started in the summer. Then we ran, it was such a success that Blue Mountain was like, can you do this again? So we ran another one in September and it was amazing. Like, people just dug it.
I'm going to do this with my wife, Sherry, and my son, and I said to my wife this morning, I said, anything you want me to ask Trish about this race? And she said, yeah, ask about hair and what to wear. And I said, you don't know what to wear? She said, no, I mean for you. Because she said, I don't want to spend my whole morning before the race watching you do your hair and trying to figure out what shorts to wear.
Good point.
Yeah, I heard that about you.
Yeah, I'm a little metrosexual as far as that stuff goes. So I should wear, like, hiking shoes and, like,
Get some really good runners or some hiking shoes, something that's going to stay on your foot because, you know, you'll be going through mud and trenches and stuff, so you'll lose your shoes.
We'll talk more about that. And what I'd love to do is actually talk to you as we get closer to the race as it happens June the 15th. So maybe we'll do a little check-in like about 2-3 weeks from now and see how we're both doing. See how your training's going and see if I've actually started mine.
Well, how about we say you have to start yours now, and so in 2 weeks you have to report on how your training is going.
There it is. You set the precedent.
You can tell she does this for a living, right? She motivates people because she's like holding me accountable, giving me targets to find, not letting me off the hook.
Trish, where do people sign up if they want to get involved in MetCon Blue?
You go to MetConBlue.com. And you can decide because there's different brackets. There's a 5 kilometer. There's a 10 kilometer. There's teens, 12 to 17 can run for their teen core challenge. And there's also a race called the Heroes Race, which is a race you can run alongside like war heroes. And 50% of the proceeds go to the Canadian Forces Soldier On Fund.
WWE Hall of Famer and expectant mom, Trish Stratus, everybody.
Yay!
Thank you, Trish.
Thank you, guys. That was awesome.